COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa, both S's. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at @icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor.fm, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and above tiers if you're feeling extra generous. And a special thanks goes out to our current Patreons and supporters. Shout out to our friends of the show, Reefer Revolution, for supporting the podcast. Shout out also to Joey OneLove 420, also a friend of the show and contributor of the show, and founder and frontman of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, the heartland of America. Today's episode, we're going to do another sort of free-form episode. I'm going to talk about why, another reason why you're going to want to avoid vertical integration in your medical marijuana program. And if your state is legalizing adult use, avoiding it in your adult use program. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and other platforms like it. I can be found on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa, and I can be found on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And if you want to become a Patreon and support us, doing so would go a long way. At our $1 tier, you get ad-free strain reviews. You get early release episodes, and you get other perks as well. At $5 and above, you get an ever-expanding archive of all our previous episodes. So far, there's well over 400 that you can check out ad-free, as the episodes were intended to be. You don't have to listen to my voice talk about Anchor 3 times an episode, which is good. And any money that we get gets reinvested into the podcast. It gets reinvested into getting gear. It gets reinvested into hosting. It gets reinvested into hopefully going to other MMJ and adult use states and reporting on what's going on there and reporting on efforts to make cannabis in those areas accessible and affordable for average folks. So again, any money that you can afford to spare really goes a long way in reinvesting and expanding this project. All right. And before I started this episode, I wanted to unveil something. So guess what, guys? Look at that. Look at that. We have... I made a mask. So the money that we get from, you know, ad revenue, the money that we get from Patreons, like I said, it does get reinvested, you know, into making the podcast better and expanding the scope of the podcast and getting swag. I hope to be able to make much more of these and hopefully do a raffle in the coming months. Again, I can't let you know when it's going to be, but it is on the way. We are going to try to do a raffle by year's end, hopefully, where I give away a mask and, gosh darn, I shouldn't say too much right now, but we are going to do a raffle, in the coming months. But yeah, this is my face mask. I'm going to be wearing it, when I go out and do stuff now. All right, so I wanted to go into another reason why you're going to want to avoid vertical integration, especially in your medical marijuana program. Vertical integration, in case you don't know, means that a medical marijuana company or company in general has to be in charge of every single aspect of the process. So if you want to be a dispensary, you have to have a storefront. If you have to grow your You have to grow all your cannabis in-house. You have to do all the packaging yourself. You have to make all the concentrates yourself. You have to make all the edibles yourself. You have to package them yourself, so on and so forth. So you couldn't just have one company that all they created was concentrates, or one company where all they do is create premium edibles or good edibles. You couldn't have that in a vertical integration system. So one company can just specialize in what they're good at and what they're comfortable at, and then sell, you know, at for a profit to that other company. And I've heard someone say this. I can't remember who said this, but this described the phenomena perfectly. With vertical integration, what you end up have happening is a given company becomes the jack of all trades and the master of none, and that perfectly encapsulates what vertical integration does. If you're having to own all the processes, that's running a business by itself is as hard as it is, but if you're having to run all the processes and create all the products, even if you're not good at making concentrates or whatever, if you're having to make that in-house despite you not wanting to do that, you're probably not going to be as good at it as someone who that's all they do and that's all they specialize in, you know. So you have these, most of these dispensaries in this state, like the products are meh because you have to own the process from top to bottom. And because of that, like any one specific product, whether it's flower or edibles, they're not especially good at most dispensaries in the state because this master of all trades, jack of all trades, master at none of the trades. That's what you end up have happening. Like they're just mediocre at everything. Like flower is 15 a gram, 50 1/8. Shatter or whatever, about $70 per gram, and it's not even all that good. Edibles, very expensive for the amount of milligrams you get in this state, and they're not really that good. But when I was in Michigan 3 years ago, I told you about kind of how their place worked. They were much like Maine, like for a lot of years, until friend of the show, the Daily Dope Show, has said they became more corporatized over the years. So it's but when I was there, even in 2017. It was much like Maine, where you had a bunch of different caregivers. You had hundreds and thousands of caregivers specializing in what they were comfortable with. And as a result, you had better, cheaper product. Like cannabis was about want to say 5 to 10 a gram at most when I was there. And edibles, I was able to get these edibles that were like 60 to 70 milligram, and they had this $4 for $20 edible sale. Like, that's unheard of in Massachusetts. And the edibles were amazing. Like, the baked goods were so good. Like, they had this, they, one vendor had this, like, medicated syrup. So you could put that syrup into sparkling water or whatever. Like, if you like drinking sparkling water, you can just add that to it, and then it's kind of like soda in a sense. Or you could add it to whatever other drink of your choice and flavor it up, you know. Like, you can have companies that just specialize in making syrup or making cool edibles like that. Or you can have companies like, oh, we create pies. We create pies out of with cannabis or whatever. Like, I remember one vendor when I was there, I think they were based out of Flint or whatever, but they had this pecan pie, and I got to sample it, and it was amazing. You can have all these dispensaries, like, become very, very innovative if you have a system where vendors or caregivers or whatever, they can specialize in the area of expertise they feel that they're great at, make the best of those products that they can do, and then sell it to the provisioning center, sell it to the storefront, sell it to another wholesaler, whatever they want to do, they can do. You know, people can take ownership in what they are good at, and it incentivizes, and because they don't have to own everything, and they don't have to worry about areas, about owning areas they don't really want to own, and they don't have to half-heart it because they have to own all the processes, you have more innovation in markets like that. In Maine, you have way more innovation. You have way more varieties of strains. You have way more different kinds of edibles. You have way more different kinds of different strains and different products you don't normally get in comparison to a vertical integration system. Like, I look at Florida's system, and the stuff that I know about it, it seems similar to Mass's system, minus the fact that they don't have home grow. Like Massachusetts, they're required to be vertically integrated. As a result, you just have generic products, you know? They are working on edibles, I hear, but there you have, you know, you just have strains, you have flower, you have, you know, tincture, RSO, concentrate, all that stuff, you know, vape carts, whatever. But it's like, because everyone is having to own everything, you know, everything is very generic because of the huge amount of cost you have to undertake to own all the processes. And if you're not good at a particular thing like concentrates, or you're not good at a particular thing like RSO, and you're being forced to do it anyway, you know, the people doing that, if they're having to specialize in things they are not good at, it's the product tends to not be as good as a result. You know, and that's kind of the issue with vertical integration. It's this master, it's this jack of all trades, master of none. And as a result, in places like Florida, you only have a few companies that run the show. Trulieve runs the show. They're the biggest cannabis dealer in Florida. You just have a handful of companies: Trulieve, Grow Healthy, VitaCann. I think Rise is gaining a foothold there. What other places? Curaleaf, Zetera. I think I named most of them. You only have a handful of players, and again, you don't, you know, because everyone has to own all the bits of the process, you know. One vendor isn't going to be excellent at all the process at all the different product lines. You know, they're just going to give it their best go, And it's, again, it's going to have to be generic because, again, vertical integration, you're incentivized to want to make things generic and standard across the board so you could scale it. You could scale it up and you can open more dispensaries around the state. And if you standardize everything or whatever, it's easier for you to do that. But as a result, you lose innovation. You lose one company being very excellent at one thing and then selling to another company. And then both parties being more satisfied because they're not having to take on something they don't want to take on or something they only half-heartedly want to take on. And the consumer gets a better product because the person making the concentrates, they wanted to make concentrates. They wanted to be a concentrate-only company. So they're going to put their best foot forward and they're going to pull all the stops to make their concentrates amazing. You know, because that's the area that they're great at and that's the area they feel they can do the most good. So they end up doing so. And Maine, as a result, a confederation of caregivers, you have way more strain variety than I've ever seen at any Massachusetts dispensary. Way more edible varieties, you know. Like, I've heard people talk about, trying to think what it was. I don't know if it was like, I'm trying to think. But I've heard some people say that, like, I think in Maine they have like what's the name? They have these medicated donuts or something like that. So again, you could specialize and you can create like cool products like that when you're not having to worry, oh, we have to grow all the cannabis. So we have to be mindful of the environment. We have to be mindful of the resources that we're spending growing cannabis. Oh, we have to create all the concentrates. All right, so we have to hire someone who knows how to make concentrates and stuff, or we have to give it our own college try and make concentrates. And then as a result, you go to that dispensary, their concentrates suck. But again, you don't have much place else to go because, again, all the other places are in the same predicament where they have to own all the processes. So they have to half-heart areas and aspects they're not very good at. But again, this is another reason why you should fight vertical integration with every ounce of your being possible. I don't care if you have to go from heck to back to fight it. Vertical integration is going to lead to higher prices for you. It's going to lead to less product variety, lower quality products overall, and it's going to be very expensive because they have to own all those processes. Again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. I mean, I hope that explanation makes sense. And as always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as Anchor, iTunes, Google Play Store, Podcast Addict, Radio Public, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, other platforms like it. You can join our ever-expanding community at discord.gg/65tg2nr. And I can be found on Twitter at @icsativapod. I can be found on Instagram at @iamcannabissativa. And I can be found on Patreon at bit.ly/2njmshn. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. podcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DogTreat20, Tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.